Hey guys, it's Sunnydale Bound, and I am right now sitting in the car, recording on my phone because I am waiting for a store to open. Google had the wrong times because people are fucking idiots, and I'm the fucking idiot who forgot to call and, check. But I figured now would be the perfect time to do the first Q&A, and I got some really fun questions. So let's just jump into it. St. Anthony says, what are some of your favorite hobbies to do outside of doing audios? I really love to read. I like to read fiction, mostly. Like, dystopian or supernatural or horror. I like it through the YA lens, so the young adult lens, because it is a POV, not a genre. And I feel like it's not easier for me to connect with the characters. It's just, I find that kind of hope is what we need. And I need to believe that the next generation is going to be better. So, but I do enjoy traditional, fiction as well. Like, I've read a few Stephen King novels. I think just one. I think I read Cujo. I think. Maybe I read Christine. It was either The Dog or The Car. All right. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. And I've read a lot of his short stories from when he was, like, coked out and super drunk and alcoholic. And I really liked those because they weren't all horror. I also really enjoy playing video games. And I'm mainly single player, I suppose. I just finished Horizon Zero Dawn not that long ago. That was a phenomenal game. Beautiful graphics, really good story, fleshed out story, great character, great side characters and stuff too. And I'm a big fan of the Fallout series, but I also like multiplayer, like the Left 4 Dead series and Overwatch. And I just recently got Killing Floor 2, and that game is so much fun. I also enjoy crocheting. I am not that good at it, but I have made myself a lot of scarves. I like movies and TV. Anything with a really good story and emotional pull, great character development. Not every show has to have great character development for me to still watch it. That's not necessary, but it's greatly appreciated when it happens. So yeah, just stuff like that. A Legal Bandit wants to know, what is my fascination with cabbage? I actually don't, have a fascination with cabbage. It just was one time I needed one and I didn't want to use a safe word that I had actually used before with somebody, so I made up a new one on the spot, and yeah, it was cabbage. Food related safe words are funny because usually food is not going to come up during scenes. Dick Dastardly 78 says, favorite position? Don't necessarily know if I have a favorite position. I think they're all great for different things. I guess I could say reverse cowgirl is fun. Let those hands roam wherever. Dick Dastardly also wants to know my preferred masturbatory material, audio, video, or your imagination. Usually, if I'm not recording an audio and I'm all by myself, it is an audio, unless I'm feeling very difficult. And if that's the case, then I'll jump to porn. But usually an audio will suffice just fine. Sometimes if I have a particularly hot idea, my imagination is sufficient. But yeah, so usually audio and then video if all else fails. Louise Jordan for Prez wants to know, do I have a dream car? This is going to date me a little bit or whatever, but Mandy Moore, her first single was Candy, and she had a lime green Volkswagen Beetle, and I always wanted one after seeing that video. They were so expensive and not at all my first car or any car. I've never owned one, but I always wanted one of those little fucking speed bumps. They're so pretty. Dreaming of the Forest says, what are some things that cheer you up when you're down? Usually if I'm feeling sad, I will wallow for a while. And I want to make myself cry. So I have a movie that's my go-to. It's called P.S. I Love You. It stars Hilary Swank and Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Lisa Kudrow, Gerard Butler. And I hate Hilary Swank. She's a fantastic actress. I can't stand her face and her voice, but her and Gerard Butler are married, and he's sick, and he doesn't really tell her that he's sick, and that it's too bad, and that he's basically going to die, and then he dies. But he set up these letters to send to her for months after he's dead and after the funeral and all of that, and he plans like this trip to Ireland for her, back to where they met, and it's so emotional. She conveys all of her emotions so well. So I'll watch that, or I'll listen to some sad songs, and I will just cry. I want to cry when I'm sad. I want to be in my emotions and be in my feelings and you know, just work through them. But after that, to cheer myself up, I will listen to happier songs and, you know, play a fun video game or watch a funny movie. One of my favorite comedies is Shaun of the Dead. I think Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are just really funny. And the Cornetto trilogy is just grade A movie right there. Grade A movie content. So yeah, I do that. 8 Memento Mori says, Memento Mori 6 says, what are your bank details? No, do you have a favorite Buffy Angel episode or one from each show? From Buffy, it's hard to pick one specific episode that's my favorite. Season 2 and season 3 are like two of my favorite seasons. Season 2, because I've seen it like 17 times. I really loved Angelus and Buffy and that horribleness. And, I loved Drusilla. Drusilla and Spike are fucking amazing together. And then season 3, you have like the perfect big bad. You've got the mayor and you have Faith, and then you have like
Willow and Oz being adorable, and you have the introduction of Anyanka and the episode The Wish and Doppelgangland and Band Candy and just so many, many, many good episodes. Earshot's even a really good episode. Just the way that Buffy handles Jonathan and the fact that there's going to be a massacre at the school, and I don't know, it's really amazing. I guess if I had to pick one episode for Buffy, I would pick probably Doppelgangland, because I love Willow. Allison Hannigan's such a talented actress, such a talented actress. She can easily play a believable villain and a believable vampire, and then in the next scene be the awkward, nerdy girl, and she just shifts so effortlessly, and she's amazing. And then from Angel, I think A Hole in the World is probably my favorite episode. Fred is by far my favorite character on Angel. And her and Wesley together are so amazing. And somebody walked by, and I didn't want to look like a weirdo. Her and Wesley are amazing. And I love Illyria, probably my second favorite character. So, just, oh God, and Amy Acker's acting ability is just as amazing as Allison Hannigan's. So, yeah, I would say that. Tart12 wants to know, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? I would love to explore Italy, like spend like 6 months and just go all over. The culture there, the architecture, the history, all of it's really cool. I want to experience that all firsthand. So yeah, Italy. Mr. Licorice Return says, would you rather fuck Leon Kennedy or Dante? Then he goes on to say, Leon would definitely has better knife work, but Dante can go and go and go. I'm going to have to say Leon, although I'm not sure what they're from. Does that make me a bad nerd? I think that probably makes me a bad nerd. But I don't know. I guess Leon. Sorry, I don't have enough reason. Aesthetically, that's what I was drawn to, Leon. John L. Throw2 says, who would you want to play you in a film about your life? Amy Acker, Allison Hannigan? it would have to be somebody super, like, boring, because my life is pretty boring, except for, you know, making erotic audios on GWA. God damn. But yeah, I guess one of them. And then 126FireUp says, if you had the chance to have sex with any guy or... who would it be? If you had the chance to have sex with any guy, who would it be? And then any girl, who would it be? I'm like, I'm not attracted to women, so hard pass on the girl. But any guy, I'm assuming any guy in the world, and I'm going to stick with alive people. Obviously, 100% consenting. I would want to know, this is so stupid. I guess I would have to pick somebody like a celebrity. Oh man, there's just so many hot celebrities. I guess I'm gonna have to go with Patrick Stump, because I love his music and I love his singing voice, and I would beg him to sing for me while we had sex, just because I know it'd be weird. Anyway, that was it. That was a lot of fun. 15 minutes isn't bad. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me ramble, and thank you so much for the questions. If you think of more, I do have a Google form in my FAQ sticky post at the top of the sub, and you can submit as many questions as you want because they are anonymous. And once I have a substantial amount, I will make another Q&A post. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.